One of my favourite parts of this job is taking you into the writing spaces of Australian authors. And this year you and I have been everywhere from a converted garage to an elegant book-lined study to an ultra-sparse inner-city apartment. Authors have written standing up, sitting down, sprawled on beanbags, some have written by pen, some have written on computer. In fact, the only thing so far all these writers have had in common is that they work at home. Not so for my next guest, Perth author Carrie Cox, whose debut novel, Afternoons with Harvey Beam, is a tale of a radio shock jock in the midst of a midlife crisis. So, where does Carrie Cox write? Let's head there now.
Where are we right now?
We're at Karrinup Library, and it's busy today. Very busy.
This is a really modern library. We're sitting at a kind of plain grey desk here. We've got books around us. Where are we? In the history section, I think?
In the history section. There's no oak panelling or, you know, rustic sort of vibe about this library. And yet it's no less special to me. It doesn't have to be an old library with dust on the books for me to love it. I just love libraries. I feel like I've seen and got to know a lot of the regular characters. They don't know that. I'm just observing and listening. And I feel a sense of community here. That's what libraries are wonderful for. You know, I'm pretty sure I've seen some Tinder hookups in here. I've seen some people rendezvous and meet each other and sort of in a romantic way. I've listened to every Monday morning, there's a group of about 9 or 10 older ladies learning Italian. And they sit and talk about the world's events of the week completely in Italian. There's just a million stories in here, and they're not just in the books on the shelves.
It seems like a strange place to write a book, because this isn't a quiet library. It's quite noisy here. I can hear a kid chatting away in the background right now.
Absolutely. That's part of why I like it. It might not be everyone's. Some people do need a quiet space to write, but I think I need some white noise. If I wrote this at home, which is where I write most of my journalistic writing, it's very quiet at times, very quiet, and that's fine. But I needed something. I needed to be in a different headspace to write Harvey. It's a different kind of writing. I'd never done it before. I think I needed to be around people, and I needed a bit of white noise.
And when you're witnessing those characters, the people having a first date in the library, do any of those characters find their way into your writing?
I think inevitably they do. It wouldn't be a conscious thing, but it's definitely subconscious, because when you are in the headspace of writing fiction, you're very much about mining human existence and humanity. And so watching that in a way that's not obvious, so that in that I'm not obviously watching people, so they're just being themselves, I think is informing what I'm doing. I think it's informing the writing. It has to be.
Gosh. We have set ourselves right out next to the checkout desk here, which is quite entertaining, Carrie.
I've just noticed when someone does unsuccessfully put a book through, it has a rather flatulent sound. It's like my son, my 12-year-old son, would have enormous fun in here.
So what would a writing day look like for you here at Karrinup Library? How much time would you spend here, and how would you approach the day?
I would always come in the morning. I'm a morning writer, because I think there's something, I start to wilt in the afternoon. So I'd get to come in here at 9 and stay till about 1. Then I'm starting to get hungry. But that's a good 4 hours of writing, which for me is probably the most I'm going to do of fiction writing in a day, because that's a lot of time, mental space, being in the space of those characters. And then I need to spend the rest of the day reflecting on it.
Do you use the books in the library to help you?
I do a lot of fiction reading from here. However, I want everyone to buy my book, not to borrow it. I'm a terrible hypocrite for that. So I guess I would say yes. Writing fiction necessitates that you read a lot of it. I've read a lot of books in here. I grew up in a small town in Queensland that was sort of divided in half by a river, and so there was a council on each side of the river, and they were quite independent of each other, and actually they were quite competitive. The only thing they agreed on was lack of progress at all costs. One of the councils had a library and the other didn't. So all of the people on that side of the river could borrow books, and all of the people on the other side of the river, my side of the river, the uneducated side of the river, could not. So it was a really interesting social experiment. But I was fortunate in that I had a wonderful grandma who would drive across the bridge. So she came from one side of the river to the other at great risk to her intelligence, and would pick me up and take me to the library and let me borrow books out on her card and on her library card. And that was special. But also she was a volunteer at the library. So it wasn't just an in and out mission. We would be there for several hours as she put things on the shelves. So that was this time to be immersed in books, surrounded by stories. And it just felt special. It felt special because it was grandma. It felt special because it was, you know, the forbidden. And I've been in love with libraries ever since. It was my Narnia, and I think it still is.
I love that your rebellion was going to the library.
I'm a proud nerd. None of that changed in high school. Now, you know, my son the other day said, what did you do at school today? And he, very embarrassed, said, I actually went to the library. And I was like, good on you, chip off the old block. And he was mortified.
Carrie, your debut novel is called Afternoons with Harvey Beam. Who is Harvey Beam?
Harvey is a character that I'm so pleased entered my mind. He's not based on any one person I know, although he's probably a compendium of people I've met. I never worked in radio. I always worked in print, but I have a lot of radio colleagues. He's a guy on the precipice of a midlife crisis, as many of the people around me seem to be at the moment, possibly myself included. And he was my conduit for exploring family. I'm fascinated by the dynamics of family, how they shape you, how much say you have in that. If you didn't win the family lottery, and Harvey didn't, he fled as soon as he could. As soon as he was old enough, he got the hell out of Dodge. But this book explores to what extent you really escape. So it brings him back to his hometown due to various circumstances. And so Harvey is the way I'm looking at family.
Harvey actually heads home because his dad is really sick.
His dad is dying, and it was mainly his dad that caused him to flee. He has a very fractious relationship with his father, and he hopes by coming home that maybe he can get a sense of why that was. Maybe it wasn't what he thought it was. Maybe there's time. And I guess that's the storyline that sort of is about to detonate.
You said Harvey is a compendium of a lot of people you know. Is he part of you as well?
This is going to sound defensive. He's not, because I deliberately created a male character to avoid the inevitability of your first novel slipping into autobiography, because isn't that what every first-time novelist does? So I created a male character as a protective device. But, and I'm not sure if you can say this on the ABC, my eldest daughter, who's 22, after reading it, said, this is just you with a penis. So possibly I'm fooling no one. No, he's not me, and it's not my story, but I have a great affection for him. And people that know me say that the dialogue feels familiar, and maybe that's inevitable. He does use phrases that I would use. I don't know how you avoid that unless you write, you know, historical fiction or something from outer space. What I can say is that if Harvey Beam was real, and I do refer to him as Harvey as though he's real, we would be great mates, because he's a really wonderful, flawed character, much like myself.
He's pretty prickly, and he's a talkback radio host, which, you know, a lot of people would say is the worst type of person you can be.
The worst, short of, you know, certain American politicians at present. But he is a shock jock, but not of the ilk that we know, not the most pointed examples of those. He is a bit more moderate in his views. He is probably a little bit more middle rather than right wing. And I think he has a genuine affection for people and their stories. So he does more listening than talking. So he's a little bit different in that respect. He's just likeable enough to stick with.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Carrie, this is your debut novel. What is that moment like when you get a published copy of your debut novel in your hands?
Well, I'm pleased to say that it's one of the few things in life that is as wonderful as you think it's going to be. It really, really is. I still have warm fuzzies. I had a moment where I went into the New Edition bookstore in Fremantle one day on my lunch break, and purely by chance, whoever had put the new books up had put mine beside Tim Winton's Shepherd's Hut, and it was a moment of sheer joy. I had to surreptitiously whip out my phone and take a photo and send it to my mum and say, wow, nothing else needs to happen in my life. Yeah, it was great. I'm really, and it was a joyous experience. The writing of it was so much more, yes, it's difficult, but it was joyous, yeah.
And any plans for something else? Will we see you back here in the Karrinup Library beavering away on your next book?
For sure, because I want to experience that again. I don't know that there's another story in Harvey. I think the fact that the way that ended for me was the way it should have ended. And now I'm in the mental space of looking for the new character. But I'll be back in Karrinup Library to do it all over again.
Carrie Cox's debut novel is called Afternoons with Harvey Beam, and it's published by Fremantle Press.